Chapter 1, 1992, Medal of Honor. Marine Corps Captain Ricardo Chambers stood at attention on the dais, watching President Lindsey Tanner commanding everyone's attention as he entered the White House East Room. The Marine Corps band, uniformed in their crisp blue tunics and white trousers, played Hail to the Chief. The white-walled, gilded room was jammed with enough people to invite any fire marshal to toss at least 50 from the space. Everyone rose from their seats as the 55-year-old recently elected Republican president headed toward the dais. Tanner was way too conservative for Rocky and entirely too handsome for a Republican. Shit, better watch what I'm thinking and where I look. Damn good thing I'm out of tension, Rocky thought to himself. Rocky forced his eyes steadily forward. He looked past those assembled to honor him and his now famous heroics. He stood ramrod straight, chin up, and arms to his sides. How the hell did I get here? The president approached the dais. The chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff, Marine Corps General Mendoza, and the Navy Chief of Staff, Admiral Chow, flanked Rocky. They, too, stood at attention, eyes forward. On either side of these men stood the Secretaries of Defense and Navy. Their posture was lacking, but at least they were standing, paunches forward. The captain's family, the First Lady of the United States, and the senior Pentagon brass occupied the front three rows facing the dais. The First Lady was looking directly at Rocky. He affected the glassy look that one embraces when trying to avoid direct eye contact. Rocky Chambers had done his research on this woman. Mrs. Josephine Tanner was a statuesque beauty. She stood taller than most women. Her demeanor and self-confidence commanded respect. She was reputed to be warm and friendly, but he sensed she had the ability to unmask him. Her reputation was that of being politically savvy, astute, and fiercely protective of her husband. She was the power behind the man. Chambers would do all he could to avoid her. She was certain to discover his Achilles heel. Rocky continued to contemplate who and what he could see in the East Room. There were plenty of White House staff and politicians, for sure. Bureaucrats and politicians annoyed Rocky. He was a fighter pilot, and he was gay. The warrior had no time for political games. The gay man knew he was always vulnerable to discovery, which would end his flying career. President Tanner stood in front of Rocky. They were the same height and had similar builds. He stuck out his right hand to shake Rocky's. Rocky wasn't accustomed to rendering anything other than a salute while at attention. He awkwardly took the president's hand as their eyes connected in a steely stare. In a flash, they both recognized an exchange of sensual energy. The president slowly took his other hand and firmly grasped Rocky's strong right arm, lingering a little more than was necessary. Rocky wondered if the president would ever release his arm and hand. Thank God, President Tanner began to speak. There was entirely too much electricity passing between them. Captain Chambers, it is indeed my and the nation's pleasure to host you here at the White House. Thank you, sir. The president then moved on to the others assembled on the dais. Rocky returned to attention. Pleasantries were exchanged between the president and those standing on the dais. This gave Rocky some time to regain his composure. Did the president of the United States just come on to me? He was grateful for the tiresome and annoying bureaucratic prattling and political garbage as gave him a moment to collect his thoughts and composure. The dignitaries were acknowledged, everyone was thanked, and the president got back on topic. We are gathered here today to honor an amazing American, an American hero. This young man has served his country with phenomenal courage and skills as an aviator. He is an air ace of historic proportions. His skill in the air, quick thinking, and flawless judgment. The president went on and on to detail Rocky's heroics. Rocky was relieved the president would have to drape the Medal of Honor around his neck from the back. The prospect of encountering those knowing brown eyes again was disarming and caused him to feel a bit weak and vulnerable. Chambers never felt weak or vulnerable. His nickname was Rocky for a reason.